This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go. Let it go.
Take 2-7 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm surrounded by the friendly voices of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Dr. Ken Kronos, who will join us in a few minutes to give us the latest update on some of the important medical news of the week. A lot of things happening. I'm going to go back a little bit. Do you mind if we... So this is way back Thursday, or what do we call it?
The way back machine?
Throwback Thursday, right? I want to actually, there's a correlative here to what's going on today. The president yesterday has signed an order, or did sign, his past tense, that governs the way some people make more money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of small businesses subjected to this. I don't know. My objection to this is the way it was done. The whole business about requiring people to be paid money that they may or may not be worth, I just have a whole philosophical, it gets to my core of being an entrepreneur and a business person. I think what people make is dependent on what the boss and the employer negotiate as what they think is fair. Otherwise, if the person didn't think it was fair, they wouldn't work there. And you can say, well, some people don't have any choices. Yeah, you do. Everybody's got a choice. And you can create a situation. There's so many different ways of creating situations. I don't want to get into a spiritual, philosophical discussion about this, but I found it interesting, like if you're making $24,000 to $48,000 or $49,000 and you work more than 40 hours a week, you'll be entitled to being paid over time and a half, whatever it is. And on the surface, that's not problematic for me, because I think that that's been a long-established sort of tradition. It depends on, again, what your deal is with your employer. It's a big company, mm-hmm. and they're in negotiations with unions and all that other stuff.
It's a different more government play. Overreach into business, which is
right.
tough.
It's just the stamp of my name on a piece of paper that says you're going to be paid more. That's what bothers me. It isn't the end result. It's the way it was done. It troubles me.
And I don't know that I really understand. Maybe we can take it apart. Because I know, running and overseeing payroll at my small business, if a person who works more than 8 hours is there without a break, I have to pay them overtime no matter what. So I'm uh-huh. not really sure how this is different. I mean, we already are required to pay overtime.
I think it depends on the classification.
It's the salary threshold. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
if, right, but
if
I want to go
was,
one. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Victoria.
No. I was just going to say they've raised it now. So if you, I don't know how much you're paying that person who's there for 8 hours, but if they were making less than $23,000 and change, then they were automatically qualifying for overtime. And if they made more than that, then they weren't qualified for it. Now this threshold is doubled
check,
almost.
This is radio. Yeah. And the year is 2016, and the big companies have ruined it for the little companies. So, yes, that's what's happening. So, but I want to go one step further. The business of testing employees for drugs. I know a heavy equipment manufacturer that held a job fair last week to try to find people. They're expanding their business. They need new people on the assembly line and sales, service. And so they had a job fair. And as part of the job fair, if you actually filled out an application, you'd be drug tested. And an alarming thing happened. half the people who came to the drug fair, job fair, left.
Yeah.
Without filling out. And these are people who needed jobs, wanted jobs. Many of them qualified for jobs in the main, that is with the skills. But when I came down to the drug test, half of them said, nope, I'm not taking a drug test. So,
you know what's so scary? And you said that, Doug. I went through my head and I'm like, okay, who do I know that could actually pass a drug test?
Me.
It's a short list in my brain. I would pass a drug test.
I hope everybody here would pass a drug test.
Yeah.
Not a qualification for being on the air with me, but I...
What are people concerned about to not take a test? I mean, are they, like, are we talking, like, hard drugs? Like, are they
everybody smokes
addicts,
pot?
Or...
Pot. Everybody smokes pot, and that would come out in a drug test. I mean,
a lot of people do. If you have a medical marijuana card, wouldn't you be able to just say, I have a medical marijuana card in California?
I don't know that a heavy equipment operator would care about that, though. I mean, if you're right, I mean, if part of the job is to be clear-headed, I don't know.
Right.
I
remember, this goes back a long time. I don't want to belabor this, but there's an interesting story that goes with a fellow that I knew. My next-door neighbor is a construction guy and a builder and developer, and he had three or four guys on different sized bulldozers, John Deere 750s and D8s and all that stuff. And there was one guy whose name was Abby Fields. He's dead now, so I can tell the story. He would come to work pretty well skunked, and he would drink all day long on the bulldozer. He was the best operator you could find in the state, but he was drunk all the time. He was inebriated to the point of was he able to run the bulldozer? He could move a D8 on a dime. Everybody wanted this guy to work for him because he was so fast and he was so good, but he was a drunk. And he would all day long, sitting in that machine for 8-10 hours a day, riding those rocks, banging around on that machine. The only way he could survive, he said, I remember asking him once, how the heck can you do your job? You're drunk all the time. He says, I have to be, otherwise I couldn't sit in that machine for all these hours.
Wow.
And so is that the same thing? Is that the difficulty? I mean, I don't see that that's the big deal. I think there's just so much recreational drug use now.
Well, I think with marijuana and then with prescription drugs that are being abused by people, I mean, there's a huge chunk of the population that's affected for sure.
All right. So Dr. Ken joins us in 60 seconds. Let's ask him that. It's good day at 14 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation, our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Time now to get it on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Get it on the information, that is. Dr. Ken joins us every week at this time with an overview of some of the important news from the world of medicine. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, and we are together doing Q&As. Matter of fact, you want to join us in an hour, help yourself. You had a medical question. Ken and I will take your questions in an hour from now here on Good Day. The epilepsy drug Lyrica apparently has been linked to birth defects What's the scoop of that?
Doug Lyrica is approved by the FDA to treat epilepsy, fibromyalgia, and neuropathic pain, such as pain from diabetic neuropathy or pain from shingles or spinal cord injury. In addition, doctors prescribe it off-label for anxiety and other mental health problems. This widely prescribed drug, Lyrica, may slightly increase the risk for birth defects. Among women taking Lyrica, the first trimester of pregnancy, 6% had infants with major birth defects. In women who are not taking the drug, 2% had a baby with a major birth defect.
So is that a class action lawsuit in the making?
Well, it just means that until further notice, if you're pregnant, I would not use this drug. I would talk to your doctor. Don't stop it on your own, but talk to your doctor.
But you see all those ads all over the place, all the time.
Exactly.
Lyrica, and
yes.
Talk to your doctor. And
it's widely prescribed.
Yeah, it's a very popular drug. We were talking a minute ago about the impact of alcohol and drugs in general in the workplace. How often do you find when people come to you, to your office, to your clinic in Florida, that they are under the influence of something?
Well, occasionally, fortunately not very often. The pain management doctors are the ones who deal more with this. That's now a specialty. But some people who are, I was listening to your description of this gentleman working on the job site. You know, these are alcoholics who become tolerant to drugs. The drug alcohol, they take such high levels, their blood alcohol levels are so high, and unless they continue to consume high levels, they go into withdrawals and they feel even worse and they have worse symptoms. So you measure a drug alcohol level on somebody who's functioning and it's very high, you know they're an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. All right, keeping fit and its benefits, yet one more reason to work out. Every week we seem to have a reason to help people decide to go to the gym or find some exercise routine where they can build up their muscles so you are stronger and better able to live as you get older.
Come join me at the gym. There's more evidence. We know about it reducing the risk of circulatory problems, but this is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association internal medicine version. The keeping fit may help prevent a wide range of cancer, Doug. Those who are most physically active in their leisure time have a lower risk of developing 13 out of 26 types of cancer compared with the least active. We're talking about swimming, walking, and running for about 150 minutes per week minimum.
All right, let's talk about blood pressure, one of the things that's a favorite topic of yours and mine. There's news today that potatoes could be bad for your blood pressure. How in the world? I'm a big potato fan, so what's the story here?
British Medical Journal this week, eating four or more servings of potatoes a week, whether boiled, baked, mashed, or fried, may raise the risk for high blood pressure. Interestingly, potato chips did not do this. This study did not prove potatoes cause high blood pressure, only that they seem to be associated with an increased risk. Perhaps the blame should not rest with potatoes, but with the add-ons people put on their spuds, such as sour cream and bacon bits.
Yeah, there you go, butter, all that stuff. Yep. May is National Blood Pressure Month. Science-backed formulas like Super Beets that support healthy blood pressure are very important for people's consideration. That story about blood pressure made me think about it, but you have so much more information about the value of Super Beets when it comes to cutting your risk of coronary heart disease.
Not only I think this is so important, but the people who give out the Nobel Prize in Medicine each year think that nitric oxide is important. 1998, they awarded the discoverers of nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is the third important gas in the body behind oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cells need to deliver that oxygen throughout your body so you have plenty of energy and all of your organs are working properly. If they don't have the third gas, nitric oxide, also to open up the circulation like a garage door opener, then the oxygen can't be delivered. Your body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide, especially as you get older. You need the building blocks in your body to make it. Super Beets and Nea 40 provide the building blocks in the form of beets so that your body continuously can make nitric oxide.
Buy Super Beets by dialing 800-655-4183. Can't buy them in the store. Call now and take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Fight, you won't get very far.
All right, so on Thursdays, we have a little feature in one of our musical positions we call Throwback Thursday.
Tea, baby.
Yeah. All right, so do we have these? Are we going in order from number, how are we doing these order-wise?
Number one.
This is Boys to Men?
No, this is En Vogue.
En Vogue? Does this sound like boys?
Well, but it's not. I have En Vogue is
seven to
number
one,
seven.
Man.
All right,
we're doing
so
a countdown.
Why don't we start at 10 instead of 7?
Because 7's our lucky number.
that was quick, but... All right, so number 7 during this week in 1992 went to En Vogue, My Lovin'.
Love it!
All right, number 6 belonged to Eric Clapton. Yes.
So sad. It is a sad song, but come on, you can't put it next to In Vogue in the next couple of songs.
I can or can't?
Well, we're going to pick it back up again at number 5, I think. I know, that's what I mean, it's just not appropriate.
But seriously, why did you pick the top 7? Why did you pick the top 10?
The other 3 weren't as good. Jeez, stop asking questions and just go with it.
You're going to get carried away there, kiddo. All right, number 5 is TLC's Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, Baby. This week in 1992. The Rollback Thursday.
Can you name TLC, Dougie?
The Love Connection.
No. T-Boz.
Yeah.
Left Eye and Chili.
Really? Huh. Why didn't I think of that?
You know, I think I just realized that's what that means.
Love
I Hello.
Knew that. Yeah.
I never knew that. Wow.
All right, we're going to get to one that I really like in a couple of moments here. But all right, now it's time for Crisscross. No, wait a minute. Vanessa Williams. Oh, okay. This is... Yeah.
Did you just dug yourself? You dug yourself.
I just don't... Yeah. I like her, and I like her singing. I like her acting. I like her career. But this song never did it for me.
Oh, I love this song.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah. saved the best for last.
We didn't save the best. When I was a young girl.
We saved the worst for number four. Number three is Criss Cross's Jump.
This song was number one on the day I was born, just so you guys know.
Just to make you feel old.
Thank you, Kara.
Wow, how did you know it was number one the day you were born? Did you listen to the radio when you
Yeah, you
born?
Didn't? Yeah. I got a nice pair of headphones and like a Discman or whatever. No, I looked it up.
Her mom I came out with a microphone in my mouth and headsets on. I said, boy, that's what I look like. I came out.
Did your parents dress you in backwards overalls, Kara?
They did, yeah. I only started dressing myself in normal clothes like last year.
Cool.
Yeah, crazy.
All right, number two, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, it's getting better.
Okay. Number one. This is for your 1992 Voice of Man and End of the Road. It's a good song.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it is.
You know, Boyz II Men and In Vogue, 1 and 7, are on tour together this summer.
Really?
Oh. And I just might be going.
that's why we did 7, right? So we could tie it up like that.
There you go.
Good one, Jen.
Why is it 7? Why is it not 10?
Oh, don't be a wiseacre. It's 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit one cartridge per customer.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At the hour now, the Good Day program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. News about that Egypt Air flight that was going from Paris to Cairo. Apparently, it was, there are a lot of fingers pointing to terrorism. The plane just dropped at 22,000 feet, spun sharply, and then disappeared from radar, ended up in the Mediterranean Sea. So with that, under the circumstances, I said a couple of hours ago when we first started talking about this that it appeared, at that time nobody really knew what was going on. So everybody's, okay, the plane's gone, where'd it go? No, we don't know where it went. And so the speculation began about whether it was like other airplane that sort of disappeared a couple of years ago and nobody's found it since, although they say, well, there's a piece here, there's a piece
Malaysian
there.
Malaysian Air, yeah.
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 I find it counterproductive to engage in that kind of gossip when it comes to things like this. I don't mind gossip, but I think in this circumstance, it doesn't do any... It's not only is it a waste of time, it's kind of ineffective, and it feeds into this fear-based thinking that's so prevalent today in so many ways. Okay, so what happened? So
CNN
you know
jumped into gear. I'm telling you, CNN loved this.
Damn them.
No one loves a plane crash more than CNN.
Yeah, it's just so damned irresponsible of them. It makes me sick. have this. And then there's the next thing you see is they'll go on to the last deadly airliner crash, and then they'll do a whole series. They'll spend a day talking about the deadliest airline disasters in history, and this is why you shouldn't fly, and this is what happens if there aren't enough seats in the plane, and this is what happens at the just the fear-based thinking and the stupidity, the malevolent stupidity that goes with these discussions, I want no part of. So, okay, the plane disappeared, apparently crashed into the Mediterranean Sea, and some people now are pointing at some kind of terrorism. Is that possible? Absolutely. Especially when you consider it took off from Paris. Why an Egyptian airliner instead of one that was going to some place that was actually in the Middle East and not to Cairo? Because Cairo is really kind of a cross between the Middle East and Africa. And a lot of people don't put it in the same league as, let's say, Jordan, Syria, Libya, those areas that are around the hotbed of activity that started in Iraq. And so is it or isn't it? That kind of stuff is really hard to establish. They're going to have to, unless somebody stands up and says, we did it, and then you're really not going to have the proof. You got to go dig in the ocean, see if you can find the plane, and then look and see what happened. It goes back to, remember all the hoopla about the TWA plane that was shot down by lasers, and the government didn't want to admit it because they were practicing. It shouldn't have been. Plane
they
goes
still
down.
Didn't admit it. Have they? They haven't.
No,
ever
never.
About
no,
that.
No, no. 1996, 20 years ago, still hasn't been admitted. But most everybody figured it out, and so they went into the Long Island Sound. They dug the plane out of the water, and they spread it out in a warehouse. And that's how they did their research. Can you do that with this sort of a plane? I don't know. It depends on how deep in the water it is. If the Mediterranean has some really, really deep parts to it. Again, but here we are speculating about it's a conversational thing, so you maybe better understand what goes on when they do these investigations. But what does it do to help figure out what's going on at the moment with this particular plane? Nothing. You know, it is.
It's just pretty shocking. The one thing that that you do know, the facts, is that there are 59 passengers on board. And did you know that there were three air marshals?
On
That's a pretty high ratio for the amount of passengers, don't you think?
Yes.
But
there, it shows you that flying around in the from Europe to the Middle East is not a pleasant prospect. I wouldn't want to be doing it. At all.
It just seems weird.
Yeah.
They say that it's 30 Egyptian nationals and then citizens from Canada, France, the UK, Belgium, and Iraq.
Sometimes, sometimes you look at the passenger list and you find that only one person is targeted. And that, who knows, maybe they analyze that and figure it out after a bit of time. So who was this Iraqi that was on the plane? How was him, or I guess as a man, how did they play into what's going on?
It just seems weird. You know, okay, I know we don't want to play the speculation game, but I don't know that this is it. It just seems weird in this day and age for a to drop out of the sky like it did with Malaysian Airlines, like it did just now with Egypt Air, and people not take responsibility for it. I mean, so often with the terrorist attack, they want you to know that they did it. It's not like a secret.
Right.
And it just seems, do you know what I'm saying? It's just weird that these planes just sort of disappear and then we have to piece together what happened to them. I mean, it used to be when there was a plane crash, you kind of knew it was weather or mechanical. I mean, there was an investigation, yes, but you sort of had an idea as to what happened. It seems too weird to me.
Yeah.
Well, why would you target a plane that only has 56 people on it or 59 people?
Unless you're looking for somebody in particular.
Something.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, one of the weird conspiracy theorists about Malaysian Airlines is that they had a cloaking device on board.
On the plane.
On the plane.
Yeah. So it could have just disappeared. Ah, okay. So no cloaking device on this plane, though. Some of the social media comments. Yesterday we asked, what do you think about Bernie Sanders calling on the Fed to buck Congress and unilaterally act to restructure Puerto Rico's debt? Brian responded, what they need to do is restructure their government and the perks they get. I don't know a lot about the issue, but it sounds like that's where the problem came from. Greece on a similar but smaller scale, or Puerto Rico on a smaller scale. That should be a warning to places like California. There you go, Jennifer.
I know.
Spend.
Look, always back to us.
Well, California is a ridiculously expensive state to live in.
One day I'm going to move to Wyoming and just, you know, say to heck with it.
I was also asking people where the term gig came from. yesterday, and Jay Jackson responded, started in the 20s with jazz musicians, but the exact origin is unknown. Thank you for taking into account my questions here. Appreciate that. It's 21 minutes. Whoops, wait a minute. No, 41 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to meet the chief operating officer of the Nuclear Energy Institute and talk about the long-term effects of power plant closures in our country. What's driving that? That's up next here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Know-how! When you pick up an Evercraft 26-piece screwdriver set for $19.99 at Napa, you're not just getting 26 beautiful chrome-plated instruments. You're getting something that shows the world if there's a problem, you've got 26 ways to tackle it. That's $19.99 for a 26-piece screwdriver set and 26 ways to show you're the man for any job that requires screwdrivers. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Sun's out and even couch potatoes are getting outside. But did you know 70% of your immune system resides in your gut? Culturelle's new ProWell 3-in-1 complete formula promotes digestive, immune, and heart health. Here's Dr. Carrie Peterson, a specialist in internal medicine.
A healthy digestive system plays a vital role in your overall health and well-being. Taking probiotics can reduce occasional upset and restore the natural balance of healthy bacteria in the digestive tract. The omega-3s promote cardiovascular function.
And don't forget your eyes.
Intense radiation from the sun can damage vision and cause fine lines around the eyes. Sunglasses are a must.
Prescription shades can cost $200 or more. Solar Shield fitsovers are fashionable, worn alone, or over eyeglasses. The clip-ons fit any type of frames and all for under $25. Both feature 100% protection from dangerous UVA, UVB rays and polarized lenses that eliminate glare. For more information, go to videopump.tv.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, here we are, 45 past the hour. On Good Day, we're joined by Maria Korsnick, who's the Chief Operating Officer of the Nuclear Energy Institute. We have how many different nuclear power plants in our country, Maria? Do we have Maria? I have no connection with Maria. Okay.
I guess no Maria.
Well,
paging Maria.
Paging Maria.
So I wonder about this. Every once in a while, I'm a big supporter of nuclear energy, by the way. I think that nuclear energy, if properly managed, and this is the whole thing about anything, whether it's our business or anybody's business, if it's properly managed and handled well, this is what makes the most sense to me. Anyway, it's what makes the most sense. I find it the kinds of consternation and the kind of political hacksterism that goes on here among people, and it almost becomes a left versus right issue, which seems nonsensical to me. Again, it gets back down to the core, if you'll pardon the pun, of what really constitutes the operating procedures of these plants. And we, you know, the people put them all into one lump, like Chernobyl. That place was built like a cardboard box, for God's sakes.
And there's what's the Japanese one, the recent one?
The one,
right?
Fukushima that was on the sea coast that got destroyed by the storm. That was not well built either. I think most of the ones that are here in this country are well built. But I'm going around in a circle here. Kara, do we have this lady or not? Apparently, we do not have this lady.
We are having some technical issues. Problem. Yeah, there's tons of noise in the background because someone is using.
So why don't you just set it for you? We can have a conversation with her another time.
Yep.
That should be okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, I find it interesting that this woman who died in Virginia. Did you see this?
This is hilarious.
Obituary.
Yeah.
Faced with it, she writes on her. This is her obituary and wonder. Whether or not this is something you put on her tombstone. Faced with the prospect of voting for either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, her name is Marianne Noland from Richmond, Virginia. She chose instead to pass on to eternity at the age of 68. The obituary published Tuesday said that she, if faced with the prospect of voting for either Trump or Clinton, I decide to leave. Her husband, Jim, told the local news station that one of the couple's sons wrote the opening line. It was a tribute to his wife's sense of humor.
That's so, very funny. Hey, you've got to have a few laughs in the
tragedy. I'd rather go out that way.
Yeah.
I'd rather go out that way, frankly. It would be, it makes much more sense. Speaking of going out, when you go out at night, that is, when you go upstairs, if you have a two-story or three-story, and you go to bed. What surprises me, this is an aside, how many people sleep on the first floor? I found it so weird to find master bedrooms on the first floor of a two-story house. Growing up, it was I figured, you know, the bedrooms are upstairs and the living rooms are downstairs.
Well, as a kid, stairs seem like a good idea. But then when you get older, you think, do I want to be walking up the stairs all the time to get to bed? Maybe not.
Yeah. A lot of the 55-plus apartments or 55-plus living communities have the master bedroom, as you're suggesting, Jennifer, on the first floor.
Yeah.
Anyway, no matter where you sleep, it's the pillow that you sleep on that makes the biggest difference. Mattress important, pillow important. So I'm going to suggest here over the next few seconds that you consider a My Pillow. You've maybe heard of My Pillow before. I've certainly been talking about them for a couple of months. It's fit to you, the kind of sleeper that you are, whether you sleep on your back, your side, how big you are, how small you are. You'll find the My Pillow is the perfect fit for your body. So you can move the My Pillow fill around so that you just kind of squash it. You maybe, you know, like push it and pound it around.
Last night was my first night on my new My Pillow, and I did the same thing. I love it. I really love it. It's the first morning I've awakened without a neck pain.
Ah, there you go.
That's Victoria.
Got her My Pillow. You can get yours. You get one. You pay for it. You get your partner's pillow free. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen for your free second pillow. 800-874-8985. Promo code DS for a free pillow from My Pillow.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is there a franchise in movies that have, well, they have 27 Bond films, I think, at this point. Is it 27, 29? How many are there?
I think it's 24.
It's 24.
I could be wrong. I think the next one's going to be the 25th, I think. Yep.
All right, so is there any other popular movie? How many, like Lethal Weapon had four episodes? What other one is close? Is there even one that's close to 24 movies?
No, I don't think 24, no.
Nah.
I mean, there's some franchises that have been, if you count some horror franchises, that have been, 10 or 11, something like that. But I don't recall any off the top of my head that said 24. That's pretty long running. The first Bond film was made in 1962, I believe it was Dr. No.
Dr. No, yes.
Yeah.
And from
but
there...
But the reason we play the James Bond theme is, I didn't talk about this the other day, it was reported a British bookmaker has suspended any and all betting that actor Tom Hiddleston would play the next James Bond in the 007 franchise. For people who don't know who that actor is, he played Loki, the villain in the Thor and Avengers movies, and he's currently in the AMC limited series Night Manager opposite Hugh Laurie. I got a chance to watch some of that show. He might make an interesting 007.
Why is there talk about that? What's the matter with the current James Bond?
There's nothing wrong with him other than reports have that he may not want to do it. Now, the Daily Mail, I don't buy what they say, but the Daily Mail's reporting that the producers have offered Daniel Craig $100 million to do two more James Bond films, and he said no.
He's not even that good. I don't even like him that much as Bond.
Yeah.
another name that's been floated out there has been Tom Hardy to play James Bond. I think he's too hard around the edges to play Bond. But that's
I don't know him.
What is it? Why would you know him?
Tom Hardy?
He was in the Revenant, right?
He's a terrific supporting actor, in my opinion. He was also Mad Max in the last Mad Max movie, Fury Road. He played Bane in The Dark Knight Rises also. I mean, he's very
good. He doesn't look like James Bond.
Fans love him. I just don't think he's soft enough to play Bond.
Yeah, you got to look the part. And I think that most of them, I'm not sure I ever thought Dalton looked the part, but certainly Pierce Brosnan did, Sean Connery did, Roger Moore did. They played them differently, but I think that Daniel Craig has actually come across quite well.
He has. He's a little bit different. But, you know, when I did a James Bond festival at my theater last month, we screened License to Kill with Timothy Dalton. And to much to my surprise, I thought he was, in retrospect, I thought he was excellent in that role. Yeah, I really did.
Isn't that interesting? All right, Chuck Curry is here with more movie news in a moment on Good Day.
Before handing over the keys to your teen driver, new research shows laying down some safe driving ground rules could go a long way to keep them safe. The study from Safe Kids Worldwide with support from the General Motors Foundation confirms parents are a key factor in reducing a teen's risky driving behavior. Safe Kids President and CEO Kate Carr.
Our sons and daughters are dying in car crashes. Frequently, they're inexperienced drivers taking unnecessary risk. Sitting down to make a formal agreement that sets clear family expectations makes a difference. And given that 3 out of every 4 deaths is a son, I encourage all parents, particularly parents of young men, to make it a priority to put a driving agreement in place and make sure you follow the rules too.
The research shows teens with explicit family rules were more likely to wear their seatbelt every time and avoid other risky behaviors. Families can get a sample teen driver agreement at safekids.org. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
Hi, Chuck. What other movie news do you have?
Yesterday, this lit up the internet. Sony released its second coming attraction trailer to their all-female cast Ghostbusters movie to a whole host of reactions, mostly more positive than the first trailer. I actually think this looks good. I'm going to go against the grain. I think this is going to be a big surprise hit, simply for one reason. The director attached to this project, Paul Feig, is a good director. He did Bridesmaids and the movie Heat. He knows what he's doing. He always delivers a good product in the industry, and his movies make money. Melissa McCarthy heads the cast. I like what I see. I mean, a lot of fans, for whatever reason, just have a real backlash toward this project because they can't envision a different cast than the original. But having said that, I'm going to say this is going to be a big big surprise hit for the studio and do very well this summer when it's released in theaters.
All right, so there's the word from Chuck. Let's see if he's right. Usually is, actually. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.